standing by, and welcome to the Milaha 2012 Company Results Conference Call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star one on your telephone. I must also advise you that the conference is being recorded today, Wednesday, the 20th of March, 2013. I would now like to hand the conference over to your speaker today, Mr. Keith Whitney. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, everybody. This is Keith Whitney from QNB Financial Services. I'd like to welcome everybody to the call today, and thanks very much for your time in advance. Welcome, everybody, for the Milaha Full Year 2012 Company Results Conference Call. At this time, I'll go ahead and turn the call over to Mohammed Al-Sulaiti, the Executive Vice President of Finance and Investments at Milaha.
Hello, everybody. I am Mohammed Al-Sulaiti, the Executive Vice President of Finance and Investment for Milaha Group. I would like to welcome everybody to this call, and thank you for your interest in our company results for 2012. 2012 was a very good year for us, and one of which we can all be proud of. Not only that we did deliver very respectable financial results, but we did so in a difficult operational environment. 2012 was also a year in which we focused on developing our system and processes to better prepare us for expected future growth. The agenda for today's call covers a high-level overview by Mr. Mohammed Sayed, and then financial highlights covered by Mr. Sami Shtayyeh. Mohammed Sayed will close it out with a brief on 2013, and then a question and answer. I will now turn it over to Mr. Mohammed Sayed.
Thank you, Mohammed.
Thank you.
I also welcome everyone on the call today. This is our second annual results call, and I think we will also continue with our quarterly and semi-annual calls for this year, like last year. We hope that that's also helpful to our investors community and the coverage analysts. This is our third year, the beginning of it, in implementing our strategy and the reorganization of the company. We feel that the changes have touched all aspects of our business, whether on new business lines, or at the same time, the efficiencies, reorganizing the businesses, as also Mohammed said on the new systems and all of the aspects of that. I'm just going to keep this simple and just briefly say that we hope that we can start to feel now the changes are coming along. Sami, hand it to you.
Thanks, Mohammed. My name is Sami Shtayyeh, and I'm going to go through our year-ending financial results for 2012. First off, a review of the overall numbers as reported. Operating revenues for 2012 were 2.4 billion compared to 2.2 billion in 2011, for an increase of 7%. Operating profit for 2012 was 575 million riyals compared to 461 million in 2011, for an increase of 25%. Net profit for 2012 was 835 million riyals compared to 711 million, for an increase of 18%. Now on to some of the key highlights of the P&L, starting with revenue. Overall revenue increased year-over-year by 162 million, and key changes include an increase of 124 million from dividends and the sale of a fund in the first quarter, as well as better occupancy rates in our real estate portfolio, all of this coming out of our capital pillar. Also in this pillar, we have an increase of 28 million riyals from our Qatar Quarries subsidiary. In the maritime and logistics pillar, revenue had an increase of 146 million, and that was the result of increased volumes and efficiencies in our port operations and additional revenue streams from our port contract. Also, container feedering saw increased volumes, which also drove up revenue. Our trading unit revenue went down by $18 million, and that drop was due to reduced bunker and heavy equipment sales. Our offshore unit went down by $12 million and was in large part due to new contract mobilization income we received in 2011 that did not recur in 2012, as well as delays in the delivery of some new vessels. And lastly, our gas and petrochem unit revenue decreased by $47 million, mainly due to drops in charter rates. On the expense side, salary, wages, and benefits went up by $61 million. And this increase really came from across the different pillars. Operating supplies and expenses at a consolidated level was virtually flat. However, there were a lot of pluses and minuses that netted out. Maritime and logistics increased by $63 million, mainly tied to increased volumes. Capital increased by $22 million due to cost of goods sold related to Qatar quarries. And offsetting those increases was a $25 million drop from the trading pillar, which was tied to lower bunker and heavy equipment sales. Depreciation dropped by $30 million, with approximately $13 million of that from a change in our vessels and building depreciation policy, and $12 million of it due to lower amortization from our Qatar shipping acquisition in 2012. Just to touch on the change in the depreciation policy, we essentially unified the policy for all three companies in line with common industry practice, which did not exist prior to 2012. Other operating expenses increased by $17 million, with the bulk of that coming from the write-off of the remaining net book value of a real estate property, which we demolished. Now on to the non-operating section. Finance costs increased by $8 million from additional loans we took in 2012, and our share of associates dropped by $17 million, which was mainly attributable to Nakilat's results. And lastly, we had a one-time gain of $41 million related to an increased stake in two LNG carriers in our gas and petrochem unit. And that brings us to the net income, which again grew from $711 million in 2011 to $835 million in 2012. And with that, I'll now turn it over to Muhammad, who will go over our outlook.
Thank you, Sammy. Just to briefly touch on our outlook for the year 2013. For the maritime logistics pillar, which is predominantly a local business, we are more bullish on the new projects and developments, and the macro outlook for the pillar is positive. So the infrastructure projects hopefully will take off this year, and then that is expected to filter through this pillar. Port volumes are already showing up upward trend. There are increased operational efficiencies being targeted at the Doha ports. And in the logistics area as well. There are increased trade volumes expected to have trickle-down effect on the activities such as shipping agencies, logistics, and the shipyard. On a side note, we also bolstered the team on the logistics side. Our efforts first, a new member to head the logistics area will join us. He carries a lot of experience in that space, and we're really glad that he will be on our side. On the offshore business, we had some issues last year. I think we believe those issues and have been rectified, and we expect the performance to improve in 2013. We will also be taking delivery of two anchor handling boats with BP2 capability in the second or third quarter of this year. We will also continue to invest in the strategic fleet expansion organically and non-organically. Milaha gas and petchem, tanker market is still volatile. We cautiously optimistic though on this segment. As we've discussed on our previous calls, on the asset side, we're monitoring the market very, very closely. The appetite of the company on that side is changing, but as we said, cautiously And last thing on this, he's taken delivery of 3 moon boats out of the 19 harbor vessels at Nisai Port in February, and I think we're taking another 3 in a few days. So those are the how to schedule deliveries on that level. On the trading side, we're expecting modest growth, particularly in the trucks and heavy equipment sales. Notwithstanding, it's tied to the infrastructure growth, which is still we're bullish at. Lack of sales. We expect to invest in the portfolio to benefit from the robust economy that should transpire in the stock markets. Our real estate development projects in the pipeline are moving ahead, and we're also expecting to see more movement in 2015 on that space. And I think now we'll take some questions and answers. Thank you.
Hello, operator.
Hello, sir. As a further reminder, it is star 1 if you do wish to ask a question today. Your first question comes from the line of Redwan Ahmed. Please ask your question.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. Congratulations. Sorry, this is Redwan Ahmed from EFG Hermes. Congratulations on your results. The question I wanted to ask was, in terms of your, you talked a bit about acquisitions and growth opportunities. Last year you tried to do this rights issue and eventually it never happened, and a share buyback program. Is there any update on that? Are you going to try to pursue a new one or the share buyback, or do you have other means of raising cash? Because I know your debt levels are very low. Is debt financing one of the ways that you could potentially grow the business? And the second part of the question is, it's how much closer are you to actually doing something in the market out there in terms of expanding the business? Could we expect to see something hopefully in 2013? How confident are you that there are opportunities out there?
Thank you, Rahman. In terms of the rights issue, we're not planning to do one this year. I think the view that we have now is that we will, if we need to approach the capital markets as needed, once we have something with better clarity to the investors. So we will use the capacity that we have to fund and bridge whatever investments that we need to do. Then we will tap into the capital markets. As for acquisitions, the company have been expanding its business in ways that may not necessarily be clear to the public, but if we haven't done any large transaction or any headline transaction, and this is not the company's strategy. We're trying to focus more on improving the business, expanding the business lines in certain spaces. Mainly been focusing now on efficiencies and acquisition of assets and people. We've also been looking into expanding our capabilities and business in various aspects through alliances and ventures and so on.
Okay, great. Can I ask one further question about the port? You mentioned that the volumes have been pretty good. I just wanted to understand what kind of utilization levels are you running at the Doha port, and is there an update as to when the new port will open?
The utilization rate is something that could be tricky here to just throw a percentage, because the capacity changes based on certain factors, which is how much the certain government agencies willing to extend some extra hours or more offices. So that's a moving target. So let's not get into that. But in terms of the actual throughput numbers and containers in TEUs, in 2012, the total was 377,000. And this has improved by 20%. And the difference between 2011 and 2012 has been 20%. We believe that that's a very healthy growth rate in terms of actual throughput volumes. On the break bulk of the general cargo, the growth for the same year in 2012 or 2011 was 25%. These are the main figures that we
share with you. And the new port?
The new port is a new. What's your question on the new port?
Any update as to opening date? When is it likely to open?
We can't give you any specific dates on that. We're not the landlord, so
okay. Okay. Thank you.
Your next question today comes from Vishal Shah. Please ask your question.
Hi, good afternoon. Congratulations on the results. Sir, I just like to highlight that except your maritime and logistics segment, your offshore gas and trading has boarded flattish growth in terms of revenues. You also highlighted that offshore segment you are expecting modest growth. I would like to know a couple of questions. One, on what basis do you justify a modest growth going ahead? Are you seeing an uptick in overall charter activities or charter rates or liaising of more exploration contracts coming on to the rigs, and that will benefit the offshore segment? And how do you see do you also see the capital your capital portfolio contributing the same amount of growth going ahead?
Thank you. At the beginning, I just want to clarify one thing. I didn't say modest growth in offshore. I didn't use that word. But in the offshore pillar, we're taking delivery of two ships with DP2 capability, which is also in addition to the capacity and from a qualitative point of view, not just a quantitative point of view. We're also taking delivery of a diving support vessel expected in July, and four more vessels at the beginning of 2014, in the first quarter of 2014. This is the contracted under construction vessels on the organic growth of this business. The fleet has a good utilization at the moment. We have issues with a couple of vessels and some other issues operational. Those vessels are employed today. The rates, we believe they're better rates than the ones that they were initially brought on for those specific contracts. I think this is the situation on the offshore is improving at one count from what happened in the first quarter of last year. And the second one, it is expanding organically in its capacity, and the charter rates change at different times. There have been some improvement in some areas, and some areas have been longer term. As for the capital, business, you know that we had a gain resulted from a liquidation of an investment last year. That's typically a non-recurring gain that happened. We still see healthy performance for return on our investment portfolio in the capital business and all asset classes. It's outperforming the indices and the benchmarks. as an accounting profit, it's just tied into capital markets for about 50% of it. So that really is the driver.
Thank you.
Your next question today comes from Prashant Upaluri. Please ask your question.
Hi, good afternoon, and congratulations again on your great results. My question is with regards to your asset base. As of the end of last year, it was about 14.1 billion reals. Could you give me a breakup of how much of this relates to the offshore business versus gas and petrochem versus maritime logistics? I'm looking at the three core kind of operating assets that you have separate from Milaha Capital.
Yeah, really, to answer such a question on the fly is probably not very prudent. So what I kindly request you to do is to send us an email to our investor website, which I'll give you. It's investorrelations@milaha.com, and we will get back to you within 48 hours. You can go to the website. Yeah, the website will have the exact email. I could be wrong on investor relations, but go to the website and send us an email, and we'll get back to you within 48 hours with an answer.
Yeah, sure. And kind of a related question, maybe this you might know the numbers. What kind of CapEx are you kind of foreseeing for the next year and going forward, and how much of that relates to your key segments? Each of them.
It's in excess of north of 500 million riyals.
I see. And mostly which segment? Offshore.
It's in offshore gas petrochem and in Qatar. The real estate side mainly.
Okay. Thank you.
Your next question today comes from Hassan El-Baji. Please ask your question.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for the presentation. Just two questions, please. One from, can I have the utilization rate on the Milaha offshore, please? And the second one will be on the dividend policy. Have you got any guidance for 2013? Thank you. Hello.
On dividend policy, let me start with your second question. We still don't give dividend guidance on the following year, so I can't give you any guidance on that one. Sorry.
Okay.
First question about Halul utilization. Halul actually enjoys a high utilization rate. I think with the exception of the first quarter, and maybe the second quarter of last year, typically the utilization rate is about 90% or so.
Okay, but in which, because I'm seeing that your retention rate compared to 2011, it's lower compared to 2011. Can we have some extension on that?
I'm not sure I got your question. Can you please repeat this question? What is exactly the...
Now, I mean that, you know, your utilization rate was down last year compared to 2011. So just if you can give me some explanation on that.
I think this is back to the issue that we described at the beginning of the highlights that Sammy explained on the first quarter of last year. We had some issues that were related to revenues that could not be booked for mobilization rates and some as far as unbudgeted or unexpected dry docking event occurs. And the third, I think, was just off hires. One was also off hires that were above or unexpected off hires. The first
okay.
quarter, maybe a bit of the second quarter.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Your next question today comes from Shahan Kushigarian. Please ask your question.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen, and congratulations on your results. Just a quick question regarding the $41 million one-time gain under Milaha Gas and Petrochem. Can you just shed some color on that, please?
In 2012, Milaha Petrochem and Gas, or Milaha, increased its ownership or stake in LNG carriers. And as a result to this increase in its share, which the company did not, the LNG vessels, the company did not make any consideration for. And that resulted on a gain based on the value of the vessels. These are vessels that are contracted on a long-term time charter to one of the Q gas companies here in Qatar. So there's a very strong charter backing those vessels, and there are strong cash flows that come out of them.
Great, great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
As a further reminder, ladies and gentlemen, it is star and one if you wish to ask a question today. That's star and one if you wish to ask a question. We have a further question from Prashant Upaluri. Please ask your question.
Yes, hi. Just to clarify on the $44 million one-time gain in gas petchem, in your financials, do you disclose that your top line? As part of operating revenue,
no,
or is
not,
it?
No, if you look at the financials on the third pillar, you will see that in the not on the top line. You'll see that in the below the line under miscellaneous.
Miscellaneous income.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
And there is a further question from Redwan Ahmed. Please ask your question.
Hi guys, just a further question on gas and petrochems. Just in terms of the volatility in earnings, I just wanted to understand what happened in the fourth quarter. If you look at your second quarter numbers, you reported revenues of around $60 million, but a profit of $12 million. In the fourth quarter, you reported the revenues of $56 million, but a loss of $11 million. There's a big swing in the bottom line, despite the fact that revenues only went down $4 million. What's the normalized number there? Was there a one-off in each side, or is difficult to fathom really in terms of what's going on in terms of volatility?
There are no one-offs in the main business of the tankers that we operate. I suspect that this is some of it is contributed by of the consolidation of one of the JVs, which had a sharp drop in the fourth quarter.
I presume this is the LPG, is it Gulf Trading? Gulf LPG?
This
the
is one,
LPG.
One of
the okay, thank you.
Yeah, if you have, if you don't feel that you need more clarification, do send us your question and an email.
There are no further questions at this time. Please continue.
Well, in this case, I think we would like to thank everyone who attended the call, and I would like to thank QNBFS also for organizing the call for us today. Thank you, and have a good rest of the day. Over to you, Keith.
Great, thanks everybody for being on the call today, and a big thanks to the Milaha management team for a in-depth overview of the company and full year results 2012. And thanks again, everyone, and we wish everybody a great day. Cheers.
That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you all for participating. You may now disconnect.